You're listening to the K-Wave Radio Network. Richard McIntosh with you for the next few minutes. And we're celebrating the life of Pastor Chuck Smith, who went home to be with the Lord this morning. On the phone, we have Daryl Mansfield. Daryl, welcome to K-Wave.
Hey, thank you, Richard.
Well, you've been around Christian music like forever.
Yeah, I'm one of the dinosaurs.
I remember playing your music on the radio back in Ohio and Michigan many, many years ago, and just a couple of great signature songs, one of them being Jerusalem and the other People Get Ready.
Yeah, well, Jerusalem was Chuck's favorite. Whenever I played at the church or for him, I always had to do that song. That was his favorite.
Well, it's
the last time I played at Calvary, you know, I played that song, and I did People Get Ready too, by the way, and I think it did Stand By Me, and I ended with a version I do, a gospel version of All Along the Watchtower, and it was so like Chuck. He goes, Daryl, you know, before he started his message, he goes, Daryl, you know, you haven't changed a bit. You're still really loud. But he goes, it's a good loud. He points out the audience with a big old grin, you know. And my heart, my love and prayers, of course, go out to Kay and to Janet and Chuck Jr. and Jeff and Cheryl, all the kids and grandchildren. But, you know, I feel like I lost a dad today, too.
Well, he impacted an awful lot of lives, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, we called him Papa Chuck, first generation. Those that really sat under him from the tent on, you know, the old 10 days, and, you know, in the very early days, I mean, and some of us were fatherless, you know, in some ways, you know, and like Greg Laurie. So we looked to Chuck as a spiritual father, but felt that close to him. You know, I took him to Chino Prison to play softball and to speak to those men, and he was never afraid of a challenge. And he was, you know, he gave so much opportunity, you know. I mean, he sent me all over the world. I was really the first musicianary that I know of, you know. And he's the one and the church board that sponsored me to go and evangelize all over Europe and Asia and all parts in between. And you know, and when I went through my hard times, he was there. I mean, you know, I was in a mental hospital, and I remember him telling my wife, he goes, oh, well, that's going to be an inside job. And God used it, man. It was amazing, you know. But I knew he was there for me, no matter what I went through. And that was Chuck, you know. And he taught us to be servants. You know, that's no celebrities in the kingdom of God, only servants. You know, and when I went overseas and did those concerts over there, just like Chuck, I'd wait outside the concert hall just like he would the church and greet everybody and hug them and pray for them, make myself available. He was the greatest example in every way.
As you think about where we go from the future, how has the life of Pastor Chuck prepared you for where we go from now?
Pass the torch, pass the baton. This is the race. He finished. He's not dead. He just like everybody I've been saying today. You know, he just, and like he said, I'm just moving on. You know, I can't even imagine what heaven must have looked like when he went home. You know, it must have lit up. And you can imagine the Lord going, oh, by the way, here's some of your fruit, Chuck, you know. Those that he touched, the lives, the ones that were saved under his ministry and the ones who were touched, and the jewels and his crown, it's still going to come. But the Easter kind of, you know, he would tell us, hey, the work ain't over with. You know, come on, get out of your trenches, let's go, put the full armor on. Sound the trumpet. You know, come on, pass the baton. You know, we have a race. There's still a lot of stuff left to be done. And I know, you know, he'd be the first one to say that.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah.
Daryl, the most important question of the interview. How many harmonicas do you own?
Oh, gee. Well, you know, I gave a bunch of them to Chuck one day when they were celebrating somebody's birthday. It might have been his years ago. I go through them like, you know, I mean, they don't last long in my mouth. Not the way I play them, because I don't play old Susanna. Don't you cry for me type thing.
Now your music's blues based, so you crank it out pretty good.
Well, the Lord's blessed me. You know, I was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame just a few years ago, and actually my box set is up for a Grammy this year. So you know, I mean, but I just look back and it's and I always tell Chuck, hey, you know, this is whatever God does through me. It's part of your fruit. You know, he always encouraged me. And you know, when I play the harmonica, you know, I just worship the Lord. Sometimes I forget where I'm at, you know. I have to apologize to the audience. Oh, excuse me, I didn't know you were here. You know, and that's the way Chuck worships God. That's the way he taught us, you know, truly.
You know, it's amazing about musicians because, you know, a musician I'm not, but, you know, certainly over the years I've seen enough. And, you know, the really, really good musicians, it's like you become part of your instrument.
Yeah, it becomes an extension of you, no doubt. You know, I look forward to meeting David, you know, because, I mean, he played a different harp. You know, we call the harmonica a harp.
Right, right, right.
You know. In the South, they call it a Mississippi saxophone. It's a poor man's saxophone, but, you know, the way he played before the Lord, I mean, yeah, it's a gift, you know. And, I realized that. When I came to the Lord, I put my music down. It was like Moses. I threw down that staff in the wilderness. I said, no. And then the Lord said, now pick it up. That was a snake, but now pick it up. I use it for me, not for the world, not for anybody else. You know, this is my staff. You know, and that's the way I feel about my harmonica and my music and the ministry. And I just feel today that I'm that much more on fire than I've ever been. I'm more focused. I was in the studio, you know, at Chuck's studio. You know, I think I'm the only one who's ever been in there. Doing music, that was his baby, and I was in there doing my new album. I can't wait now to finish this album, you know, and I'm going to dedicate it to Pastor Chuck.
Well, we'll look forward to that coming out. Daryl, thank you so much for calling in.
You're
appreciate
so welcome,
it. And just pray that the Lord continues to bless your ministry, and just thank you for reflecting with us on the ministry of Pastor Chuck.
Oh, my pleasure, my honor.
You're listening to the K-Wave Radio Network, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Today, the staff of K-Wave join you in mourning the loss of Chuck Smith. Chuck Smith and Calvary Chapel have played an important role in the evangelical movement. K-Wave is part of his vision, his gift to you. God used him in great ways, and his memory will be with us forever. Thank you for continuing to pray for his family and for those that are mourning his loss today. Chuck Smith is home.